One of the fastest-growing companies in the nation, according to Fortune magazine, is Corinthian Colleges Incorporated. It's one of the largest for-profit post-secondary education companies, focusing on training students for specific jobs, Laura Seidel reports.
The Bryman College campus in downtown San Francisco is nothing more than three floors in a high-rise office building. But enrollment has been shooting up, and students don't seem to mind the spare facilities.
How many parts to your kidneys? What are the kidney parts?
Bryman, which is part of Corinthian Colleges, focuses on careers in healthcare. Students study anatomy and learn practical skills like how to take blood, give shots, and do insurance billing and coding. 38-year-old Tippi Manefi came to Bryman to study pharmaceutical tech after she lost her job.
I was a manager. I worked for AT&T. I got laid off. I really didn't know what to do, and so I decided that right now would be a good opportunity for me to look into the healthcare industry because there's a very good demand for it.
Manefi is typical of many students here. Her main goal is to get trained so she can find a job in a new field. The staff and faculty at Bryman see it as their mission to help her do that. While many college presidents talk about lofty education goals, Bryman's Albert Plant is all business.
Customer service, customer service, customer service.
For Plant, education has a very practical purpose.
I often say to people at graduation, don't come walking down the hall and say, Mr. Plant, I graduated, because I'm not going to pat you on the back. But come on down the hall and say, Mr. Plant, I graduated, and guess what? Somebody just hired me. So, well, that's high five time then.
This career-oriented approach is drawing students to Bryman and all of the Corinthian colleges. The current enrollment is over 43,000 in 21 states and online. The schools offer bachelor's and master's degrees as well as diplomas in business, criminal justice, healthcare, automotive repair, and more. 28-year-old Ederlin Dematics chose the 8-month-long medical assisting program here over the one at the local city college.
Because if I'm going to go to city college, they said it was going to take me 2 years to finish. So I want to get, quick and get job.
One of Corinthian's founders, David Moore, says it was his experience as a community college president in Flint, Michigan in the 1980s that drew him away from traditional state-sponsored education. During his time in Flint, Moore says General Motors closed its local plant and laid off 80,000 workers. He thought it was the responsibility of his school to help retrain them.
The attitude of the faculty and, to some degree, the board was that that wasn't their job and it wasn't their interest, and in fact did really nothing to try to solve the problem. It took me 12 years to figure out I wasn't going to be able to change that.
In the early 90s, Moore took a job with a small for-profit school in California, which eventually went under. But past experience had taught him that there was a market for career-oriented education. So in 1995, he and four colleagues founded Corinthian Colleges. Moore, now chair and CEO, says their timing was perfect. The schools opened just as welfare reform was forcing many poor women to get back into the job market.
We have made our greatest mark as we have continuously moved mostly minority women, most of them single head of households, out of welfare or near welfare conditions into the job market, into a career field.
Now Corinthian is drawing laid-off workers who want new skills. Its enrollment rose by 26% during its 2003 fiscal year, and it now has 143 campuses. Sean Gallagher, an analyst at EduVentures who follows the education market, says these non-traditional for-profit schools are growing faster than traditional colleges because they treat students like customers.
They're very reactive to the needs of the market. So, for instance, in the mid to late 1990s, when there was booming demand for information technology certificates and degrees, they're very quick to launch some of those programs where traditional higher education certainly did react to that demand, but they were a little bit slower.
But as Corinthian and other for-profits expand beyond vocational training and offer bachelor's, master's degrees, and even PhDs, it worries some educators who fear that college could become too career-oriented and neglect basic liberal arts. David Kirp, a professor at the School of Public Policy at University of California, Berkeley, echoes these reservations, but he also thinks that traditional colleges could learn a thing or two from schools like Corinthian.
The for-profits are able to put out a quality education with responsive and committed teachers that give students solid command of their fields and they're able to do it in not just one institution, but 20, 30, 50 schools across the country.
Kerp also notes that Corinthian and other for-profits are doing a much better job at educating minorities and first-generation immigrants. And that's why education analysts expect that schools like Corinthian will continue to see rapid growth. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.